Sir, you're welcome, sir, believe me. All right, our next public hearing is conditional use number 2528, Holdren LLC.
And Mr. Chairman, I understand there's a request actually to consolidate the next two items. So it's CZ 2022 and CU 2528.
Right. Ms. Pete, is that your desire to consolidate?
That is my desire.
All right, then.
And I hope that you all accept, especially after what we've just sat through.
I think we will consolidate.
So the first request, Mr. Chairman, is CZ 2022, which is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an a medium density residential district to an AR1 agricultural residential district for a portion of a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.26 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Conish Chapel Road, which is Sussex County Route 280B, 0.2 mile east of Beaverdam Road, which is Route 23. The 911 address is 30764 Conish Chapel Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 75.01. Staff returns a portion of that parcel. Application CU 2528 is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for indoor storage of watercraft to be located on a certain parcel of land, lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 2.26 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Conish Chapel Road, which is Route 280B, which is 2.2 mile east of Beaverdam Road, which is Route 23. The 911 address is 30764 Conish Chapel Road, Lewis, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 11, Parcel 75.01. Submitted into the record for both applications, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's conceptual site plan, a copy of the applicant's exhibit booklets, we have a copy of the DelDOT service level evaluation response, a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and a copy of the staff analysis, and I would note that we have received zero comments for both. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. So for the record, my name is Mackenzie Pete. I'm an attorney with the law firm of Saul Ewing, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Holdren LLC, who, as Director Whitehouse just stated, is seeking a change of zone to downzone a portion of their property totaling approximately 0.87 acre conditional use area from a MR medium density residential to AR1 agricultural residential, and that's CZ 2022. And the related conditional use request to allow for the indoor storage of watercraft in an existing 7,500 square feet pole building, CU 2528, for property that's located at 30764 Conley's Chapel Road, Lewis, Delaware, and that's Sussex County tax parcel number 234-11-57.01, consisting of approximately 2.26 acres. Representatives of Holdren LLC, a family-owned business, are here today, including Dylan Holdren, Robert Holdren, Kathy Holdren, and Samantha Houston. You'll all recognize as well Mr. Robert Palmer, the project engineer, PE, and president of Beacon Engineering, who is here as well to answer any questions I may not be able to answer. The site's located near the intersection of Beaver Dam and Conley's Chapel Road on the eastbound side of Conley's Chapel and is accessed from that road. There's an existing, as you'll see, residential home. That's the structure in the front of the site. And that is actually where Dylan Holdren resides. And then in the back of the site is the 7,500, I'm not sure this picture shows it. It doesn't. Could we have the site plan pulled up? The pole building is a 7,500 square feet pole building with a lean-to and was permitted by Sussex County's Building and Licensing Department, permit number 2023-09085. The building was constructed at an approximate cost of $230,000 to store watercraft in connection with the Holdren's family business, Dewey Beach Water Sports. So for those of you who are familiar with Dewey Beach and specifically the Rusty Rudder, right next door, there is a shack, for lack of a better word, where Dewey Beach Water Sports operates out of. It's been there as long as I can remember. Back in my youth, I know I'm not that old, but still.
And the water. As long as you can remember.
And the watercraft are stored in season.
What's that, like 20 years?
Yeah. In are stored. Thanks. Thank you. Stored in season in the Rehoboth Bay, and then are removed from the bay in early September, and then stored in the pool building. I'm just going to hand in some pictures of the exterior and then interior. And keep in mind, this is a use and operation. I'll explain what happened. So the use proposal is to store approximately 30 jet skis and 14 boats along with watercraft trailers inside the existing pole building, so all interior storage of watercraft. The Holdrens are also seeking to store jet ski floating docks outside between the detached garage and pole building. And that is, like, we had another updated site plan. I'm not sure if this actually marks it or not.
It's in the
Yes.
Need one.
And not, it wouldn't be this booklet. It would be the most recently posted exhibit booklet.
Well, that's the cold one.
I'll continue. But there is a space between an existing detached garage and the pole building where they'd like to store these floating docks as well. They'll be stacked orderly. There's also screening around the entire rear and side yards with existing trees. So there's screening between the site and then nearby residential uses. So these applications were filed in February of this year, and the applications are being heard on an expedited basis at the request of the constable's office, who had issued a violation for storage in connection with this use. We understand that someone who believed the Holdrens intended to operate a boatyard called in a complaint leading to the violation issued. Like many others before them who have tried similar applications for storage associated with off-site business purposes, the Holdrens were not aware that they needed a use permit beyond the building permit to store the watercraft on site. So immediately upon receiving the notice of violation, the Holdrens sought counsel, shortly engaged our firm, and the applications were filed. The site, as mentioned, is currently zoned MR, where a storage use like this could not be permitted as a conditional use. That's why we're proposing the downzoning of a portion of the property, and then together with the conditional use. The site's located in the coastal area, designated growth area, where AR1 is an applicable zoning district. The business directly serves locals as well as visitors, tourists to Sussex County, where tourism is, as per the comprehensive plan, considered to be one of two iconic sectors, with the other being agriculture. One of the goals of the comprehensive plan is to continue to support the growth of the tourism industry and the expansion of specialty tourism, such as recreational tourism like this. Of course, the rezoning request and use proposal, if approved, would directly support that goal and effort. It's also this property within the Henlopen TID and within the state strategies investment level 3, right outside and adjacent to areas of level 2. The code, as you know, provides that property owners in each zoning district can undertake certain uses of their property by right, while certain uses are prohibited outright and others are allowed upon receipt of a conditional use from the county. The code provides that the purpose of a conditional use is to provide for certain uses which cannot be well adjusted to their environment in particular locations, with full protection offered to surrounding properties by rigid application of the district's regulations. These uses are generally of a public or semi-public character and are essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. But because of the nature of the use, the importance of the relationship to the comp plan, and possible impact not only on neighboring properties but on a large section of the county, require the exercise of planning judgment on location and site plan. Applying the facts to this purpose, the use is a semi-public use directly connected with, as I stated, Dewey Beach Water Sports, which contributes to and benefits our local economy and specifically recreational tourism. Traffic is minimal, as I'll discuss. Vegetative screening is in place. Hours of operation will only be during daylight hours, and they're really not hours of operation. It's when boats will be moved to and from to store in and at the beginning of the season and then at the end of the season. In terms of the rezoning request, the requested rezoning from MR to AR1 is consistent with the comprehensive plan. AR1 is a permitted district in the coastal area where such use such as this is appropriate. In terms of traffic, DLDOT's response to the applicant's service level request determined the traffic impact associated with the proposed use of this property to be diminutive, and therefore no traffic study is warranted or recommended. There were two service level requests provided by DLDOT. As planning and zoning believe that there was some confusion in the initial filing as to whether or not there was a boatyard being proposed or this use. There was never a boatyard being proposed, but for purposes of making sure the record was clear, we refiled with DLDOT, and they again confirmed impact to be diminutive. So the existing entrance was approved by DLDOT. South District for residential use, of course, though, as part of site plan, it will be reviewed by DLDOT again. In support of the determination, I'd also just like to provide a little bit about where they actually drop in. It's not actually like the boats are being moved to and from the site, going down Conley's Chapel, Beaver Dam, onto Route 1. They go in and out of Love Creek and just go across the bay. There's very few trips they can take, specifically 10 jet skis about per day. So two jet skis can be moved at a time. And then the boats are moved individually. They probably could get all of this done in about a week if they killed themselves, but it takes them a couple weeks to move the boats in and out. In terms of environmental considerations, there are no wetlands on the site, nor is there any other evidence of federally listed threatened species, critical habitats, or other environmentally sensitive features, something the comp plan asks us to look at as part of development in the coastal area. In terms of utilities, the property is served by on-site well and septic. There are plans to install a bathroom at some point, and that service would be extended. They'd like to have a bathroom inside so that when they're doing work, they don't have to go back and forth to the house. The applicant has proposed conditions of approval, a copy of which is the last exhibit in the booklet, and this is the last item that I'll speak to, and then conclude and answer any questions that you have. So again, the first condition just describes the use, limited to indoor storage of watercraft and watercraft trailers, except for that small outdoor jet ski floating dock area, all of which is shown on the site plan. The hours would just be daylight hours, what they would be moving the boats. No junked, inoperable, or unregistered watercraft or watercraft trailers shall be kept on site. No watercraft other than their own watercraft shall be stored on site. No retail sales. No maintenance other than minor maintenance. This is really a standard maintenance provision that's been provided. The only thing that's unique here is they do, when they bring the boats back in at the end of the season, they power wash them before they put them away. No hazardous materials or fuel stored on the site, other than fuel, of course, in the boats and other vehicles on site already there. Any security lighting will be required to be shielded and downward screened. Dumpsters will be screened, if any, associated with the use. And of course, the plan will be subject to all DLDOT requirements as well as SCD requirements. There's no plan for a sign, no need for one. And that summarizes the conditions that were submitted. And I'll conclude my presentation there and answer any questions that you may have.
All right, we thank you. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions, and we'll start with Mr. Collins.
I think you may have covered this. You're going to have some maintenance activities that take place. Is there going to be some need to capture and have transported away certain chemicals?
So battery replacements, oil changes, tire changes, minor trailer repairs, yeah. And then water. So yes, so oil would have to be captured. Everything would have to be contained and so properly disposed of.
Okay, so there'll be a contract with the company that helps you with that.
Yes.
Thank you. My only question.
Okay. Butler.
No questions this time, sir.
Okay, Ms. Wingate.
I have no questions, thank you.
Mr. Mears.
No questions, sir.
Okay.
Thanks. And then the only other, I'm going to submit two letters of support that the applicant did receive from their immediately adjacent neighbors.
Yes, please do. Okay. All right, staff, anything? Nope, nothing from the staff?
None for me, thank you.
Nothing from you, Mr. Whitehouse? Counselor?
Just for the record, so that's on the record, because I think you mentioned this and it's in the conditions. So this isn't going to be something where space is going to be rented for storage of third parties. It's all boats and watercraft associated with the Dewey Beach.
Associated with this specific business. Yes.
I think you said that. I just want to make sure that
no,
we're
I appreciate
really
that.
Clear on
it's
that,
very so. Limited. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's all.
Thank you. All right, then. If you'll make a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. I'm pretty sure I'm
They may have nodded off back there somewhere.
I'm pretty sure I know the answer to that, but, you know, we have to answer the question, or ask the question. So is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2454 and or change of zone number, I'm sorry, it's conditional use number 2528 and change of zone number 2022? Anyone wish to speak in opposition to either? Okay, anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision. But before we close completely, Ms. Pete, and commissioners, by the way, you know, Ms. Pete is a very frequent visitor here. But
yeah.
You might have noticed she was absent a couple of weeks ago. So I think you will all join me in congratulating her because she went and got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Congratulations.
And we'll close the public hearing.